Our next speaker represents a trade union with a record second to none in the struggle for peace for generations in this country. So it's a pleasure to introduce, representing the Transport and General Workers Union, its Assistant General Secretary, Barry Canfield.
Sisters and brothers, dear friends and comrades, I'd like to, on behalf of the CNG, representing some 850,000 workers in this country, bring the solidarity and greetings of my General Secretary Bill Morris and our Executive Council. Our position is that the number one issue in the world that should be focused on is the suffering of the Palestinian people, and that's what we should be debating today. But we start from a trade union position, and that trade union perspective is solidarity with working men and women across the world, and that includes the Iraqi people, Iraqi working men and women who are oppressed and suffering themselves. We oppose this war. The British people oppose this war, that's clear. We are now seeing the Russians and the Chinese, the French, the Germans, across Europe, of course the Middle East, opposing any attack by the United States and Britain on Iraq. Iraq says, yes, we'll let the weapons inspectors in, but America will not take yes for an answer. Why this USA threat? Because it's clear that Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld want the focus to move from the domestic economic agenda in the United States to a foreign threat. That's what they want. They want to show the United Nations who is boss. The world's only superpower, and they want to establish their unequivocal right to run the world. They also want, and I think it's a very serious matter for us, to look at the United States who want to continue to develop and deploy their own weapons of mass destruction and their own development of their armed forces. And there is great fear about the fact that America will no longer support any international law but the law they determine. And of course, there's the small matter of oil at the heart of this issue. There's also just the beginnings of opposition growing in the United States itself, where as people start to speak out in America, including the leader of the Democrats, they're told that they're unpatriotic, un-American, and it starts to show that this is a partly political issue in the United States as well, because Bush wants the support of the American people for another election. But the reality is there is no Kuwaiti invasion. There is no link to September the 11th. Scott Ritter makes it clear that the UNSCOM was used to spy on Iraq during that period. That there is no threat of the use of weapons of mass destruction by Iraq, whatever Tony Blair and his dossier may say. It's just not true. It's not viable.
Yes!
The Iraqi people, dear friends and comrades, are suffering. There are innocent men, women and children, desperately poor people. There is no functioning economy. They rely, the people, on government food rations to survive, and they live daily under a military regime. And the response of our government and the Americans in particular is war, is bloody invasion, is bombing, is our missiles and an attack on the ordinary people and real terror. Well, our message to the Labour Party, our message to Labour MPs, and above all, our message to Tony Blair, is that he should stop kneeling to George Bush and the Republican Party. He should align with European governments. He should strengthen the authority and the standing of us all in the United Nations as an organisation representing the world, not the interests of America. And he should oppose any war on the Iraqi people. We want the number one issue to be the attacks and the suffering of the Palestinian people. Yeah. We're determined to bring that to the agenda. Yeah. Thank you.